I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Tom Petty's Greatest Hits was number two. Four other Tom Petty albums cracked the top 200, including Wildflowers at 27, Dan the Torpedoes at 122. All right. Did you see the video of the Miami Dolphins offensive line coach Chris Forster snorting coke and talking about how he wished he was licking it off someone's area?
I did not see it.
It's fantastic, Vinny.
I didn't push play on it. I did see little clips of it that aired on the TV as people were going, what was this guy thinking?
What was this guy thinking? That's the question. He clearly has some kind of relationship with the person that he's, and they've clearly done this together before, so I don't know if he's just trying to.
They don't anymore.
Oh, no, she's the one who released it.
Right.
This guy, his name's Chris Forster. Is that how you pronounce it? There's an E thrown in after the O, Forster.
But he's the offensive lineman coach for the Dolphins, right?
He resigned yesterday after a video of him using a $20 bill to snort three lines of what looked like it might have been cocaine. I don't know. That leaked online. He released the statement. I'm resigning from my position and accept full responsibility for my actions. I want to apologize to the organization, and my sole focus is on getting the help that I need. The video is about a minute long. He recorded it himself and sent it to a woman who describes herself as a, quote, professional tease. She's also the one who posted the video. Her exact motive is unknown. People are speculating that racial issues in the NFL might have something to do with it.
Well, she said that she released it because there's so many people out there that are against NFL players and then listed the reasons. Guns, domestic abuse, drugs among them, and everyone and the current protests. And everyone's happy to point fingers at those guys, but here's a coach, a white dude coach, who should have to pay a price too for his reality.
Right.
And so she released it.
And for his stupidity. I mean, he did send a video of this to another person. Let's see. Chris professes his love for her in the video. It's hard to make out everything he says. He's a little mumbly garbly. But at the end, he does say he wishes he could lick the powder off Australia. It's unclear how old this clip is.
Well, it's I think from what I've read, again, I only saw a little bit and it wasn't live or like they weren't playing the audio. Mm-hmm. They were just showing it. But apparently he was doing that and going from there into a meeting. Like at work. That's at the Dolphin facility.
Oh, they could tell from the background
or
something? Yeah,
he's at work. I don't know if he's saying that or if they know from the background that that's the dude's office. But apparently he's doing those lines of coke, making this video like a 12-year-old. I mean,
right.
Well, actually, 12-year-olds wouldn't be doing coke. Like an 18-year-old, because, you know, that's the legal age for coke.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know what to say. They're right. But what I'm saying is, who would do that? A kid, you'd think. He's 50-something, and he's a guy with a job, but there he is, filming himself doing coke at work.
Right.
Fired,
and
dude.
And sending it to some kind of hooker lady.
You're fired.
Yeah.
And probably won't work in the NFL again.
The Dolphins
say... Because it's way too stupid.
The Dolphins say even though he's no longer with the team, they'll make sure he gets help. Former Miami wide receiver, Mike Wallace, or just says receiver. I don't know if he's a wide receiver. Mike Wallace tweeted, Dolphins coach living like a rock star, huh?
So dumb.
Yeah, it's a series of dumb moves and So what she says that she is a professional tease. I mean, that's just a euphemism for a hooker, right?
She's calling herself a model on other.
Is she a cam
articles.
Girl?
Maybe she's a cam girl.
So that is a professional tease,
yeah,
I guess.
Absolutely. I've never done that, but I've seen some videos that have been posted of
girls inviting you in.
The cam girl show thing.
Yeah.
And they are. They do their job well.
It's enticing. They know what to do.
Well, but the mood, this is it. When I say they do their job well, they don't do all the stuff. I can see how that works. Like, they leave you going, oh, you gotta, what do I gotta do to get you to do the?
Well, you gotta pay more.
Right. But that's what I'm saying. They're good at it.
Yeah.
Because they leave you going, I've got to see.
I have to see more.
I have to.
I'm gonna need to see more of that. All right. I'm gonna do this story about carpool karaoke real quick. Right. Everybody loves carpool karaoke. Oh, it's the best. Except apparently for the artists who appear on it. Mm. The Foo Fighters did it last month, and as fun as their car ride with James Corden seemed, they say it was super, super boring. Guitarist Pat Smear says, by hour three in the dude's car, it got less fun. It kind of went on. Mm. When we stopped at Guitar Center, it felt like we were done, but it was like, this is halfway. And Dave Grohl said he would have rather sung other people's songs. I don't mind singing my own songs at Glastonbury or the O2, but if I had to sing you a song right now, I'd be too embarrassed. We did the Ramones and Rick Astley, but they didn't use it. I don't know why.
That's TV in general, don't you think?
Boring?
Well, it just takes forever to do TV. And I know in my experience, I've shown up places ready to go. I'm ready to go. Let's do this thing right now. The butter is melting. I've got to do this segment now.
Yeah, hurry up and wait.
Grab a seat, son.
It's gonna be about
2 hours before we're ready to film.
Meanwhile, Vinny has, he's not kidding about the butter. He actually stuffed his front apron. By the way, he had a gold lamé apron. This is a long story.
Never mind.
He had a gold lamé apron stuffed with the butter he was going to use to
for
his cooking show. This was Bay Cafe.
Yeah.
Joey Altman. Years ago.
The point is, TV takes
butter
too long.
Butter melts in your lap. Oh, yes. Butter and TV.
Takes too long.
Linkin Park did a carpool karaoke, and the plan was to release it, and then Chester Bennington took his own life in July. It looks as though it is going to air. Family was the deciding factor. James Corden said, I will be leaving that decision up to the family. And it looks like she has said, let's do this. It is going to air on the Linkin Park Facebook page. It looks like October 12th at 11 a.m. Eastern time, if they're being exact. Episode host was Ken Jeong, the guy from The Hangover.
Oh, okay. He's fun.
And he was one of many celebrities to pay tribute to Bennington after his death. So here's a screenshot from the episode that's going to air at the Linkin Park Facebook page October 12th. Ralphie May, we talked about him briefly. He died at a private residence in Las Vegas on Friday at the age of 45. He just performed at Harrah's the night before. TMZ says that Ralphie had been battling pneumonia for 6 weeks but kept performing anyway and died of a heart attack. In a radio interview a couple weeks ago, he told the hosts he was battling bronchitis. In 2003, he finished second on Last Comic Standing and went on to do specials for Comedy Central and Netflix. Ralphie and his wife, Lana Turner, but spelled L-A-H-N-A, broke up in 2015. However, I don't believe they're officially divorced because there's actually some people in his family complaining that now she has control over whatever the Ralphie May fortune is. Mm. They have two kids, April June May and August James May. This is not a dream ad for Jack in the Box, TMZ points out. That was his last meal. Let's see. 1 a.m. Friday morning, and 10 hours later, he was dead. Yikes. He chowed down on jalapeno poppers and a chicken sandwich. He performed at Harrah's on Thursday night, and so 1 a.m. was, early Friday the next morning. He and a few other comedians went to Jack in the Box, got takeout, went to the private residence where he was staying with a fellow comedian, took his bag of food into his room around 1 a.m., shut the door, and that's the last time anyone saw him alive. He had a sleep till noon habit. Comedians work at night. Mm-hmm. So no one even thought of checking on him. Ralphie's assistant showed up just after noon and opened his bedroom door, found him unconscious on the floor. It appears he was sitting on the side of the bed when the heart attack struck and he fell over. He was dead when the paramedics got there. No drugs were found. according to this anyway. Ralphie famously carried a vape pen, like one of those weed vape pens. But they say it had been a long stretch even since he'd used that. A source who was with him nightly says he'd been battling pneumonia for 6 weeks. He was 80 to 90% better the night before he died. He was also in good spirits, although one source of conflict was his divorce and estranged wife. He felt his wife would not let go of their marriage and was trying to punish him, using their two kids as a weapon. And people in Ralphie's life say that they're really upset because his estranged wife now has complete control of his estate because the divorce was not final. And she'd closed off many of the people who were close to Ralphie and worked with him. So that may get contentious. I don't know. He tweeted in December of 2013, I hope when I die, people make jokes about me. Don't cry for me. Life is great. Ralphie May.
All right.
Passed away this weekend. O.J. Simpson is out of prison, and it sounds like he found out that he'd probably be making parole about a year ago. He had packed on some pounds. They say he weighed about 300 pounds at one point in prison. He was eating hamburgers, hot dogs, Little Debbie snack cakes, corn dogs, no stick. Safety reasons. No, don't get a stick in prison. They say he was up to about 300 pounds. Although, I mean, he looks heavy, but I don't know if he looks 300 pounds. He's a big dude, though, so maybe. Late last year, when parole started to seem like a real possibility, he decided to drop a few. So he cut out the snacks and went on the prison's diabetic diet. I guess if you have diabetes, you get certain food. He also enlisted the help of Craig Titus. He's a former bodybuilder and convicted murderer whose 55-year sentence also includes time for arson and kidnapping. Here's a shot of that guy. And him as here he is in chains, and then here he is as a bodybuilder back in the day. Craig Titus is the guy's name. OJ's knees are in bad shape, so they did...
Oh, Jesus.
I know. He looks like it's the Arnold Schwarzenegger in the heyday bodybuilder style photo. He's looks like he's in a competition. Yeah, all greased
yeah,
up and
it's
shiny.
It's that guy in the tiny little. Is that a thong? Would you say?
Yes, I guess.
I think so. Yucky.
So OJ has bad knees, so they did a lot of walking around in the prison yard, and Titus also showed him some light exercise and calisthenics he could do, not to mention weightlifting. And they say OJ jumped down 100 pounds. Here is OJ. This is this past Friday, leaving a country club where he did a little golfing, looking trim. So I guess congratulations to him. He looks actually, I hate to say it, OJ Simpson, is he 70? He looks amazing.
Yeah.
Look at this shot of him posing with some fan. They did a piece, Gal Gadot was the host of Saturday Night Live. She was excellent.
Really?
She did so well on that show. She did great. Great.
Well, she's a good Wonder Woman, too.
She is. And she just, you know, clearly has a great sense of humor. And they did a skit where she's a foreigner who's on Bumble, which is, I guess, a dating app.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And she has a date. And she's sitting down at a table with, and you don't realize it's the guy's playing O.J. Simpson until he says something about I think he just says OJ or alludes that he had just gotten out. But his whole thing is, this is my first time on a dating app. But he's glad because she's a foreigner and so she has no idea. So the female wait staff is all like plunking crap down on the table in front of him, whipping things away from them. And the dudes are all like, hey, can I get a selfie? And she's like, what, are you famous or something? And in the end, she texts her. Her friend calls her. You know how you have the phone call set up in case the date is horrible?
Sure. I don't.
Oh, yeah, you do that. Call me at this time, and then I'll use you as my excuse to get out of there if I hate the guy. But she's having a good time, so she says, no, it's fine. I'm going to go get back to my dinner with OJ. And she hangs up, and then her phone starts blowing up. She goes, oh, I better turn that off.
Oh.
Oh, where does the time go? OJ's out. He's lost 100 pounds. Amazing for him. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
Three ways. Oh, make the news after these.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by IKEA. Visit radioalice.com/fire. And we've got a list of resources and ways that you can help. With everything that's happening right now. Cozy should never be costly. From September 27th to October 9th, all IKEA mattresses over $150 are going at 20% off. Visit your IKEA store or IKEA.com today. IKEA, make the dream yours.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Pier 39. Pier 39 turns 39. Join them Saturday, October 14th for an epic birthday bash. Pier39.com.
.com.
Here's what's happening. I want to begin by again repeating that Comcast has made free Wi-Fi available to people affected by the fires in the North Bay. You can sign on as a guest and get in touch with people that way if your phone's not working. That's pretty important info.
And the cell coverage is pretty spotty, and if you can find one of these hot spots, they're letting you use it for free.
You just mentioned that RadioAlice.com is a great resource if you're looking to help or how you can help. That's where to go. Many people are texting, how can I help? What can I do? And we understand the desire to get involved, but clogging up the freeways or something like that isn't necessarily going to help. You may want to just make a donation to the Red Cross, or again, look there and see what and how you can help. But just going there isn't necessary. There's no place to land where you could just be like,
I'm here to help.
Right.
They need some volunteers, but you know, that's something that you should check into first. I would like to say every time we talk about the Red Cross, we always get a bunch of texts, people who say they, you know, they're not the place you should give your money. And listen, you can make your own decisions with your money. All I know is that when disasters happen, that's who shows up there. And if your house was to burn down, the Red Cross would show up at your house. They would. And they would help you find some place to stay and meet your basic needs. And so say what you will about them. And I know people text us all the time, or if I put a link to it on my Facebook page, people, instead of, you know, putting their idea of where someone should put it, they just have to poop on the Red Cross. I hate that. When I was growing up, the house next door to me burned to the ground, and the Red Cross showed up at that house. And like a year later, the house across the street from us burned down. And the Red Cross, like from when I was a little girl, the Red Cross people were there. They helped these families of people I knew, my friends' houses, they helped. And so say what you will, the Red Cross is awesome.
Good job.
Thank you.
I also wanted to mention...
Sarah has spoken.
I have spoken! It just makes me so mad. I feel like, okay, well then put down where you want someone to give money to. Don't crap on the people who are... I mean, they do show up. Back
so
to you.
Earlier we were talking about how... we were off yesterday and I woke to the news of the fires.
Right.
When I went to bed, no news.
Right.
When I woke up,
devastation.
Big news. And we were all texting back and forth about how can we help? And one of the things I thought of, especially as I drove into the city this morning, was maybe those breathing masks could be helpful. 510 says, when you guys were talking about the fires, you mentioned needing masks. You should know that the news said the masks will not protect people's lungs. Yeah, I don't know. We were speculating that they might help. I really don't know if they would. This is, again, us not knowing how to handle.
I'm surprised to hear that because they will keep the particulate out.
Yeah, it's the regular dust masks that don't help. It's, you need a particulate filter of sorts.
Oh, okay. Well, whatever that is, Mitt, you may want to. I was hoping by bringing it up on the air that anyone who's got those in great numbers could donate them.
Right.
I most definitely don't have one in my back pocket I can loan you.
Right.
I don't even know. But it was just a suggestion or a thought.
Absolutely. And they do sell them in multi-packs with a little filter on the front. Those are the ones I have at my house. I put it on yesterday and was like, oh, suddenly I'm not smelling the smoke.
Yeah.
It was a relief.
And I saw someone running along the Embarcadero this morning and thought, whoa,
what
dude,
you
are crazy. But I guess people still got to get their their fix. So the fires do continue to burn as we begin our newscast here. At least 8 fires are burning across Northern California here with no containment. The burn, as far as acres go, it's growing. I don't know what 12,000 acres means. But the Tubbs Fire, as they're calling it, Atlas is 25,000 acres. Nuns is 5,000 acres. If that means anything to you, I wouldn't even know how to.
Well, a football field is about, I think, 30,000 square feet, and an acre is about 44. So 1.5 football fields per acre.
Oh, okay.
That might help you visualize it. The playing area is 30,000.
I wanted to say sorry to Sarah, as the Red Sox have been eliminated
from the baseball playoffs. John was bombed.
Houston moves on. Looks like the hated Dodgers also move on. And the Yankees-Indians have another game to decide their series. And the Cubs-Nationals have one more game to decide their series. I was weird because football takes over in such a way. And if your team's not in it, I saw it cross the TV and went, oh, baseball playoffs.
Ah, too bad there's not a team I care about in there.
That's still on, huh? Mm. All right. Mm-hmm. Whatever.
Hey, Vinny, back to the fires for a sec.
Yeah.
Stan Bunker just posted something. Breaking news. There's a new fire in San Rafael's Terralinda Valley.
Oh, my God.
Gathering details. Someone else just said Hillside and Terralinda is burning right now. Remind listeners to hose down property.
Oh, Jesus. That is horrible.
That's from my colleague, Stan?
Yes.
All right.
I saw our other colleague, Alan Martin.
You did?
On the news yesterday,
yeah. Oh,
yeah,
I saw him last night.
He was up in Santa Rosa, I think.
You saw him on the TV or in person?
TV. Yeah. On the TV. Oh. I haven't seen him in a while.
I haven't seen him in ages either.
Well, he's out reporting.
Right.
He's
right.
Busy guy.
Someone is saying the local CVSs are giving away the masks.
Oh.
And then a nurse says it's the N95 mask that you need.
Is that the one with the little plastic insert on the front of it?
I don't know.
Because you can do the full, you know, and the, I don't know what they call those filters. Like you look like you have
thing?
A, yeah, like a gas mask thing looking.
Like Darth Vader.
Right. A lot of people in the construction industry have those. You just have them, paint fumes, and, you know, anytime you're working with anything, you're sanding.
Yeah, they have them sitting over there.
They're sitting right there.
As in, I'm doing the work. I see that mask. I'm not going to pick it up, though. I've been doing this my whole life. I don't need to. I'm not worried about it.
Say that to Rick, to Dick, and Chumley all the time.
Oh, you do?
Where's your mask?
The stuff they glass surfboards with is so toxic. And the guys, there's old school dudes who are like, yeah, I don't wear a mask. What are you, crazy?
It's like, no, I think you're the crazy
one. Yeah, dude, you're blasting your brain every day at work. What are you, nuts? I'm fine.
That coughing fit you have every morning.
Yuck.
It's called a mask. Yeah, they give me zits.
The mask?
They make your face sweat. It's like a plastic piece that goes over
so
like,
you break
this,
out?
Like a triangle. Yeah. Oh, my God, I get wicked bad breakouts when I wear it. I wear it because I'm...
I've never seen you with a breakout in your whole life.
I have two zits right now.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. One here and like one right around here.
Well, somewhere. They're invisible.
You can see that one.
Who has color? You have colorless zits. I don't even see them.
Come feel it.
I don't need to feel it. I don't see it.
It's right there.
Well, you're pointing to it. Okay. But you
can
don't
see that.
I don't see it. I would never have noticed that. Anyway, it's not like some pustule that needs popping. There's nothing there. It was the grossest possible way to say that. Huh?
I like it though.
Let's talk about something hot. Sorry, that's not the right word. Sexy.
Okay.
Threesomes. Sarah, you've had one.
Yeah, they're not sexy.
You set?
Never had one.
Oh, that's too bad. Bryn?
I have not.
Oh, that's weird. I would have thought of all of us.
Oh, but yeah. That...
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you're young, you know.
You do it every day, it must get boring.
Yeah, I've been tied down.
You had some crazy days, though.
I have.
But not crazy enough, I guess.
Yeah, it's not like that.
But what about you, Vinny? You never had one? I mean, you did sort of have a three-way.
It doesn't count.
You and a dude stood there together with one girl.
It doesn't count.
Sure?
I'm pretty sure it doesn't count.
Well, I don't know. Oh, and that was the devil's three-way, too. That's fun.
Well, no, but that's not the way it went down. It didn't go down that way. And I would like to argue, she was over 21 and I was only 16.
Oh.
And she asked us to do that, and we thought she meant that he would get in line behind me. I would sleep with her.
Oh, fun. So you'd be in the middle. That's great.
And then he would go after. We didn't understand what she was asking for. I think she wanted
us
both
at one time. She wanted a
three-way,
I see, but you just lined up.
And... Right. And I was like, wait there. I'll be done in a minute.
She's going to go and take a turn. I've seen this in pornos. Right. It's a line.
I didn't know what
you
to
wanna
do.
You want to be first, man.
Yeah, well, and I was. And I told you how that story ended. Yeah. It wasn't good.
Well, you thought you'd been axe murdered.
I thought I hurt myself because my T-shirt was bloody. Okay, that story Let's move on.
Yeah. Sexy, though. Good one.
That's not the way that threesomes was supposed to go. You brought it up. Lots of people like the idea of getting it on with two people at once. In fact, college kids were more open to it than people in any other generation.
Oh.
They're into it, the
college
kids.
Well, you do all kinds of crap in college.
You got a college kid right now.
I do.
Is he into it?
I don't think so.
Have you ever asked him?
Nope.
You should text him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not.
Had a three-way yet?
No. Nope.
Can he tap a keg yet?
No, he can't.
You should teach him so he becomes like the life of the party.
Down.
Yeah, he just, you know, keg party isn't really his scene.
Really?
Really. He spent the weekend with us.
He did?
Yeah, we drove him back yesterday. And I think it was Sunday night. We were all watching, oh my God, you guys, the new Star Trek on the CBS All Access. This is, I know I work for CBS. This is totally not an ad. So we like ponied up because I'm like, I got to watch the new Star Trek. It's so good. It's so good. I love it. And so we're watching that.
How many episodes are there?
I think there might be four. We've watched three of them. Mm. But so anyways, we're sitting there watching that. It's awesome. And like me and John are having some drinks. And I'm like, oh, you know, he's looking in the fridge. I'm like, there's beers in there. He goes, all right, whatever. I know. He just doesn't want that.
And he's not into the social scene at school either, apparently.
Nope. He's got his couple friends and they
wants to come home on the weekend.
He loves coming home.
Just go home.
Yeah. Sleep in his own bed.
See you guys.
A shower with some pressure, he says.
Oh, the shower.
Yeah.
With some privacy is what he means.
Privacy and pressure. He wants, you know, he says it's like this like little drip that comes down. Wah, poor baby.
What about his clothes? Are you washing his clothes?
No, he's doing his own laundry, believe it or not. Huh. Maybe he's not doing it. It just tells me he is.
Only 13% of people have actually been in a threesome.
13%?
Yeah, only 13%.
Huh.
You're in an exclusive club, Sarah.
You too, Vin.
I'm not in it. I can assure you that's not the way that went down.
Hooman, you've never had a three-way?
No.
It's been offered, though. I know that
for
sure.
Yeah, it has twice, but I said no both times. What? I don't want to brag, but I don't know.
It was two girls, wasn't it?
Two girls, I was going to ask.
Of course you were going to ask.
Oh, we just wondered, was it an angel's three-way or a devil's three-way, right?
It's hard for me to imagine.
Men really preferred the idea of having a threesome with two women over having one with a woman and another man.
Yeah. And what did women prefer?
Women strongly preferred the idea of having a third person be someone they knew.
Oh.
And not a stranger. Men didn't care.
They just
want to do
people
it.
People writhe all over me.
Right.
All right.
So there you go. If you decide to give John one.
Oh, no, that we're not going to do
that. He doesn't care. You can choose Marianne, Pat, whoever you want.
But one of them.
Well.
How about both of them? We'll have a foursome, Ben. I'm sure they'd be totally into it.
You don't think they would?
No, I don't.
You just said no, but you nodded yes. You're confusing me.
I'm saying no. Pat and Marianne, no. They wouldn't be into it. Well, very conservative.
He's
people.
A filmmaker. Are you kidding?
Oh my God. So that makes him what? A swinger?
Yeah. Yep.
Nope. He's not. It's not his thing.
All right. Our text number is 800-400-3697. We've got a lot of these. That seemed like
That's a few too many.
Right? 415 says, where did pluking come from?
Village.
Oh, village.
Yeah. I don't know. Back home. That's where that was just what you called it. Did you pluker?
In Boston.
Yeah, but I don't know if it's a Boston thing. I just know it was what
I've never
my
heard
friends
it
and I
you.
Said. But today wasn't the first day I've ever said it.
No.
And is that a double O or a U as we want to look that up?
Oh, that is a double O.
Oh.
It's like looking, but with a P at the front. Pluking.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah,
I would have gone you.
I had a friend that texted saying she had a guy break up with her after he pluked her. And she's like, how do you spell pluking?
Oh. I don't know, though. I don't think I've ever written it down or seen it written. So maybe it is P-L-U-K-I-N-G.
Look like plucking.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
Is it on Urban Dictionary?
It is, yes.
How do you spell it?
With an E at the end, P-L-U-K. E.
Oh, to P-L-U.
It is a U. I would have guessed a U.
But the very first definition on Urban Dictionary is not what we think it is.
Oh, what is it?
It's a zit.
A pluck is a zit?
Yeah, big spot on the face or zit. But the second and third and fourth are all.
It's used as a verb.
Mm-hmm.
To pluck.
Right.
Oh, all right.
510 says, oh my God, I always ask why. How many times have you been dumped, 510?
Everybody asks why.
First of all, don't ask why.
Yeah,
second
that's
of all,
easier said than done. Someone says, I want to break up. You say, it's like anything. I want to go to the moon. Why?
No,
I want to get a
new
car. Why?
Someone says,
I want to break up. Why?
I want to break up. You go, all right, then get out.
No, no one does that. Literally no one. Not even you.
510 says, be careful, Vinny. She can become your boss soon. LOL. Break up. Tear up letter. No, I didn't do anything wrong, so I don't feel bad. I told her I didn't want to see her anymore. The end. It wasn't mean. It wasn't ruthless. Mm. It wasn't heartless. It was just...
Until she showed up at your house with a 6-page, handwritten, every line filled, backside,
well,
front
I think that's
side.
A little bit of an exaggeration. I don't know that it felt that heavy.
And you slammed the door in her face. I'm not reading this. Get off my porch.
Yeah. I don't know if ESPN is going to help them. That's the kid's Espen. Named Espen. I'm named Wilson, but I have yet to see a penny of that volleyball money.
No. Wilson.
North of Santa Rosa by an hour is the Redwood Complex fire. This is a real bad fire, too. Multiple deaths involved. Ugh. All the pictures we're getting is just of a cloud, like, smoke-filled sky.
Even looking out the window right now, the light... I've noticed yesterday the light was just weird all day. The sunrise and sunset were super, you know, that orangey,
yes.
Filth haze. And the sky is like a gray-brown lower. It's blue as you look up, but it's right at the horizon. It's just filthy-looking. And the air is so stinky. And you said you could smell it all the way down in Scotts Valley yesterday.
Yeah, I could.
It's horrible. I fully expected to come into the city and have the air be fresher, and it just isn't the case.
Right. All right, we'll break and come back and do the rest of your texts after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.